food for Dennis and Susan, since they having to be out and about so much with the doctor's appointment. I know, I'm coughing all day. So the sign-up sheet had kind of a double purpose, so we don't duplicate food and then so everybody doesn't bring food the same day. They load up and then they have to not have food that doesn't get partaken of, and then they have leftovers. Not that that's bad. Leftovers, also known as secondhand.
Late model.
One owner.
As long as you don't put buffet behind it.
Give Noreen a call too. Christy and I were by there yesterday, but I know she has family helping her, but I know she'd appreciate, not that she hasn't been, you haven't already given her some attention, but just see that she's not forsaken either. She did have some help come by and hired some help, so a couple hours a day. They seemed, first impression seemed to be very, very well. Okay. Anything else you want to highlight, anything you want to say, emphasize? Well, let's begin with our evening with prayer, so bow with me, please. Father and God in heaven, we say thank you for our time together this evening. Appreciate so very much your watch care over us and your loving kindness, abundant mercy. We're thankful for your help from above. And we place our cares and concerns, struggles and trials before you and ask for your continued help. Pray for your blessings from above, blessings that only you can give. And we ask as a congregation that you help us to have our eyes open to the opportunities we have for ministry and service, and to help to bless us with the ability to fulfill our stewardship. Help us to encourage those who are weak and to pick up those who are fallen. Bless us in all of our outreach and our care for one another. Bless us this evening as we present ourselves before you in devotion and worship and praise. We pray that we're always drawn closer to you and to one another from our time together. So we ask blessings on our friendship and our fellowship. We pray you receive all the glory and the honor. Forgive us of our sins as we confess to you and to each other. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, I'll take selections again this evening. We've been doing that for several months in a row now. So I think I'll just continue doing that again. So I'll start, Pam, I'm going to start on your side this time.
497.
Say that again.
497.
497. Ooh, give me the high ones to start with.
Better now than later.
I'd rather do it now. First and last. So, 497. I didn't hear. 497.
Soft as the voice of an angel, breathing a lesson unheard. Oh, with a gentle persuasion, with certain comforting word.
Carol, do you have a favorite?
891.
891. Sure, 891. Let me take another drink. Now, if I change a little bit of the tune on the right-hand page, the second score up, where it says, there'll be no sadness, no sorrow, no troubles, I'll see. That's all on the same note. And it's a high E. I may go, there'll be no sadness. I may fluctuate just a little bit on that, because otherwise it's, there'll be no sadness, no sorrow, no troubles, I see. To say no way across, so. I may pull a Mark Whitley.
Well, I'm tired and so weary, but I must go along till the Lord comes and calls me. Away, oh yes, well the morning is bright, and the lamp is the light, and the night, oh the night is so fair, as the day, oh yes, there'll be peace.
Elaine, do you have a favorite, or Mike?
I got one.
Five seven eight. We'll sing all four stanzas.
We will glorify the King of Kings. We will glorify the Lamb. From all
choosing that song. Sharon, do you have a favorite?
Yeah, 443.
443. First and last.
How precious is the book divine, by inspiration given. Bright as a lamp is precious, such a eye, to guide my soul to heaven. Holy book divine, precious treasure mine, lamp to my feet and the light to my way, to guide me.
Supper this evening. Chris, after this song, I want to have you read a scripture, Psalm 119, beginning of verse 169 through 176. Finish the chapter. Psalm 119, begin at verse 169. And we're singing 405.
It may be in the it may be in the valley.
Wait, let me get a pitch. Get off the...
So me. It may be in the valley where countless dangers hide. It may be in the sunshine that I in peace abide. But this one thing I know, if it be dark or fair, if Jesus is with me, I'll go anywhere. If Jesus goes with me, I'll go anywhere. There's heaven to me wherever I may be, if He is there. I found it a privilege here, His cross to bear. If Jesus goes with me, I'll go. Savior, content anywhere. Jesus goes with me, I'll go.
May my cry come before you, Lord. Give me understanding according to your word. May my supplications come before you. Deliver me according to your promise. May my lips overflow with praise, for you teach me your decrees. May my tongue sing of your word, for all of your commands are righteous. May your hand be ready to help me, for I have chosen your precepts. I long for your salvation, Lord, and your law gives me delight. Let me live that I may praise you, and may your law sustain me. I have strayed like a lost sheep. Seek your servant, for I have not forgotten your commands. Let us pray. Dear loving Heavenly Father, again, we thank you so very much for your word. I know each and every, and it's our prayer, Lord, that you can continue to work through us with your Holy Spirit, that we can go out and spread the good news of the gospel. It's so good, as we say, to come together here to get updates on one another, and also, Lord, to give you thanks for the answer to prayers. And Lord, it is always our prayer that we will come to you first in all things. And as always, Lord, we pray that your will be done in each and every one of our lives. It's so good to be able to assemble here just to continue to sing praises to your name and give you all the glory and praise. You are a great and mighty loving God. And we're so very grateful for your love and for your son's love for us. It's our prayer that you'll just continue to be with us in this worship service. Continue to guide our hearts and our minds and direct them to truly giving you the praise and glory that you deserve. As we ask this prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
All right, Claire, Barbara.
544. 544.
544. Five, four, four.
Well, am I surely faithful? His way.
this side to Jesus. Takes me back. That was one of Dave Bass' favorite songs. Dennis, you're going to close it out for us tonight.
865.
855?
65.
65. Oh.
Sounded like a car door, huh?
Mm-hmm. I just saw a figure early, like less than 5 minutes ago, so I thought that was kind of odd. I thought someone left earlier.
All right, number 865. Didn't see anybody either, looking out the window. 865.
Sometimes my eyes are filled with teardrops, my sorrows here are hard to bear, but in God's word I read the promise, there'll be no tears. So many in need, struggles, trials, hardships, cares, concerns. All right, let's go ahead and...
Father, who art in heaven, we're so thankful for this another Lord's Day and the opportunity to worship you in spirit and in truth. And for this service, Father, where we have the opportunity to worship you and teach one another in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. We're thankful, Father, for each and every individual that's here. We ask, we beg, we pray that you bless us with the things that we stand in need of. We ask your blessing of mercy and peace and grace on those whose names were mentioned, Also those whose names were not mentioned, Father, all men need your mercy and your care. And on that note, Father, we pray for all men everywhere that all would come to you, asking, Father, what must they do to be saved and to repent of their sins, Father, and that they be taught those things that are necessary to be pleasing and acceptable in your sight. We pray, Father, for the leaders of this nation, that they be blessed with the wisdom to govern and the desire for peace. And again, Father, we pray for us all for forgiveness of our sins, and that you keep us safe until the next appointed time. It is in your Son's name we pray. Amen.